With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
In addition to the left-wing bias in history textbooks, which parents have complained about, we suffer a big problem with just plain factual errors. The textbook called O California, published by Houghton Mifflin, contains so many inaccuracies that the Simi Valley School District voted unanimously to request state legislation requiring textbook publishers to submit a warranty of accuracy. Here are some statements from widely used history textbooks that Californians will easily recognize as false. That the southern border of California with Mexico was the Rio Grande. That Columbus started out from Portugal. That Malibu and Santa Monica are in the San Fernando Valley. That Governor Hiram Johnson was mayor of San Francisco. That the Transcontinental Railroad went south of Lake Tahoe instead of north of it. And that borax was still being mined in Death Valley, whereas the mining actually stopped in the 1920s. The watchdog group called Textbook Trust exposed historical inaccuracies in the textbook called Earth Science, despite the fact that it was approved by more than 40 paid academic reviewers from prestigious universities. Highlights of these errors include missing the date of the discovery of the Rosetta Stone by a century, stating that gold dissolves in hot water, and asserting that a 200,000-pound dinosaur lived in ancient New Mexico. Visitors to the Guggenheim Museum in New York this year got a heavy dose of the liberal attitudes toward multiculturalism when they viewed the exhibit about the Aztec Empire. The curator's essay bitterly lamented the destruction of the Aztec Empire by the Spaniards. The exhibit made no mention of Aztec cannibalism and only gently alluded to its practice of human sacrifice, which actually occurred on a large and gruesome scale. Parents, you should check in to the history textbooks that your children are studying in the schools.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe history textbooks should tell what's great about America and the heroes who built our country? Or should students only be taught what's wrong with America? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for more on the battle over history textbooks. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who wants to know, why are they called apartments when they're together? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And for whatever it's worth, if you have ordered the Energy Non-Crisis book by Lindsay Williams, you may or may not get it. We are sold out. No more energy books. Can't fill all of the orders. We'll see to it you get your checks back. And, hey, they're out of print. So, Lindsay told me back, once upon a time, and he, of course, wrote the book. He said, Derry, help me get rid of some of these things. I've got a garage full of them, and I helped him get rid of them. And they're gone. Gone, vamoose, they're gone. So Beth told me today, she says, make sure that you tell folks that the Energy Non-Crisis books are gone. And you will, if you may get your book or... If you're one, we couldn't fill any of the orders that came in yesterday that we got today. So anyhow, for whatever it's worth, you'll
so get... that just goes into the kitty.
No, we give them their money back. We give. You know, I'm always a nut on that sort of thing. I don't want anything that doesn't belong to me. I mean, really. You'll never hear me come on the air like these preachers do and say, oh, you know. If you want to keep this show on the air, you're going to have to send it. No, you're not going to have to send me a donation. If the Lord doesn't want me to be on the air, I won't be on the air. We'll get it through advertising and we'll take care of our own business. But, you know, when we started the Chronicle, I didn't want to do that Chronicle. I did not want to do the Chronicle. And, we had a fellow that worked here that was a pretty good writer. I mean, he went on to greater and bigger things in writing. He went to WorldNet Daily. But he produced it. He talked me, and I didn't want to do it. I did it kind of to keep him happy. There's something else that I've learned you can't do is keep people happy. You know, you just can't do that.
I guess I haven't realized the sway a producer has.
Oh.
And I haven't used that to my advantage.
No, and I don't. You keep me happy, and that's great. You really do. But anyhow, I said, no, we were in the magazine business once. We bought Missouri Life magazine back in the, late 70s, I think, a long time ago. And we took it over for bad debt that the magazine had accumulated. We took it over for $40,000 worth of bad debt, what it amounted to. And I tell you exactly when it was. I can't name the year, but it was at the same time that that Chrysler Corporation was about to go bankrupt because Chrysler, refinanced and had just hired, who was the guy, Jeff, that took over Iacocca? They had just hired Iacocca, and he wanted to do some advertising, but he didn't have any money. But they did have Chrysler automobiles. And For some reason, these major networks would not take Chrysler automobiles for pay. Boy, we did. We were the biggest Chrysler dealer in the state of Missouri for one day. It's kind of a fun thing. We went to, we took like 20-some people to St. Louis and took the train down, took Amtrak to St. Louis and picked up all these Chrysler automobiles and drove them home in a convoy. And we took several of those cars and traded them for debt on this Missouri Life magazine. And about 3 or 4 years later, we had that $40,000 debt paid down to where we owed $750,000 more. And I knew a little bit about magazine publication, so I did not want to do the Chronicle. Well, anyway, I did it to appease... How's that little poem go? I can't quote it. But anyway, you know, if you appease, try to please and all that, but you can't do it, is what it amounts to. So anyhow, we got started with this thing, and we had all of these subscriptions already paid. And then my guy walked out. He said, bye. And he went to work for another company. So I told Beth was with us at the time. I said, Beth, just go figure out what we owe everybody. Send them their money back. I don't want that money. And I don't want to put out a Chronicle. I'm done with it. I don't want to fiddle with it. I knew better in the first place. I let somebody talk me into something when I knew better. And she talked me into saying, no, we can do this. We can do this. Like she had a little mouse in her pocketbook that was going to write all this stuff. But anyway, I wanted to send the money back then. So for whatever it's worth, if you got your little $5 check or bill or money order or whatever it is for your energy non-crisis, I will assure you it will be in the mail. But no more non-crisis for the energy book. Sorry, they're all gone. All but one. Got it right here. All marked up, so I can quote it. By the way, for whatever it's worth, there was another earthquake today, which was yesterday, over in New Caledonia. See, I look at these earthquakes, and I know some of you out there do, too. I see them as birth pangs, and for those of you that don't understand that, I won't try to explain it, but, you know, some of us know what we're talking about here. And a strong earthquake struck southeast of the French Pacific island of New Caledonia on Tuesday, according to the Hong Kong seismologists. They said it was a 6.6 magnitude. Now, that's a big earthquake, but it ain't a biggie. But anyway, the epicenter was 270 miles east of the island's capital. It struck about 1:20 a.m., Hong Kong time, and New Caledonia is in the Pacific Ocean, 1,240 miles northeast of Sydney, Australia, for whatever that's worth. But it was another one of them, the earthquakes, just took place. And I heard a little tingling of music in the background. And after yesterday's epicenter, or episode, whatever it happened to be, I know that means I have less than a minute to...
No, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
No, I don't have 2 minutes, and we're not... Hey, you know, that was kind of a funny deal, too. We had people call up afterwards and say, hey, that was all right. We enjoyed hearing you guys argue about what time it was. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite.
Curtivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Curtivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Curtivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Curtivite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns... People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.wu.
And we have returned. It looks like our administration, our present administration, and it wouldn't make any difference if we had a different administration because they all think globally, is going to cram CAFTA down our throats, whether we like it or not. CAFTA is a Central America Free Trade Agreement. We already the same as have the FTAA, the Free Trade Agreement of Americas, or Americas, or whatever it is. But anyway, we the same as have it, open borders, and this is what the globalists want, and this is what the globalists look like they're going to get. But what I can't understand is how people can be so gullible to believe that CAFTA is going to be any different than GATT, NAFTA. Look where we were prior to GATT and NAFTA. I can't remember the figures. I don't try to remember. I can't even remember my telephone number and stuff like that. So I don't try to remember how many hundreds of thousands of jobs moved to Mexico within months after NAFTA was formed. Then with GATT, they started going over to China and Indonesia and India and Taiwan. Look at our... I saw it just this morning, and I put it back, so I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to have a different guest with me tomorrow. But the trade deficit was up over $6 billion last month. Now, last month was February, whether you understand that or not. That's how far behind government figures always are. But it was over $6 billion, almost a billion, almost a half a billion above what the most radical of the economists thought it could be. And you think CAFTA is going to make any difference? Now, the soybean growers think it is, and they speak for 26,000 members, and it starts out. And, you know, I know this isn't right, the 26,000 members of the American Soybean Association strongly support ratification of the Central America Free Trade Agreement. I will assure you, out of those 26,000 members, somebody out there doesn't want to join CAFTA. Okay? Somebody out there. So they shouldn't say the 26,000 members of the American Soybean Association. They should have said the delegation or the governing body of the American Soybean Association strongly supports ratification of the Central America Free Trade Arrangement. And of course, it's Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua. These are the same people that are following the Mexicans trying to get into the United States. How are they going to buy soybeans? The soybean people say CAFTA would immediately eliminate tariffs imposed on the exportation of United States soybean meal and soybean flour. Tariffs on U.S. export of soybean oil bound for these countries will be reduced over a 12 to 15 year period. But those people down there can't afford this. It's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt us. But, hey, we are part of the global society, ladies and gentlemen, and it would be politically incorrect to disagree. Let's take a break.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Again, let me brag on our affiliates and the people that listen to their local radio stations, because I was talking so fast, I was saying things I hadn't thought of yet, and I said, I don't try to memorize these figures. Well, I better start doing a better job, because the Commerce Department reported the trade deficit in February at $61 billion. Now, the highest forecast had been 58.5, but the old record was 59.4. So the trade deficit was $61 billion, and I was thinking it was $6.1 billion. I was seeing spots before my eyes, and one of them, our little spots, got in between the 6 and the 1, I guess. But anyway, Beth brought me the the Commerce Department report, which I had laid back in for another day. And, hey, I appreciate your call, whoever that was that wanted to correct me on that. You see, most of us, and I think I'm one of us, I can't even comprehend 61 billion. I can't comprehend a billion. I can't count cattle unless they're going through a gate one at a time. You know, it's hard to count these big figures. And so anyway, it was $61 billion, and I can't believe that CAFTA is going to help change that in any shape, form, or whatever. Let's go to the telephones. Nebraska, Louise. Hi, you're on the air, Louise.
Hi, Gary. I was wondering who counts all those billion, but you just told me. I wanted to say never, never, never give up on CAFTA and FTAA. We're fighting that in Nebraska tooth and nail. I sent my representative a letter to the editor I'd written against that and about 8 or 10 other people that had written very much against it, but he hasn't made up his mind yet.
Now, who's he?
He's a hero. He's a football coach, but he don't know what's going on in the country. Tom Osborne.
Yeah, okay, right.
But I don't think they listen to their constituents very good because it's a very bad deal, and it hasn't passed yet. They're still trying to debate it.
Well,
so hopefully you're wrong. Hopefully it'll never go through. But
I hope I'm wrong also.
You can't tell about them birds in Washington.
You know, we were just talking this morning. I had a very interesting caller. He's a regular guest on the show, and we visit from time to time. And I said, we were discussing why do these people vote like they do. And he brought up the fact that when people leave government offices, if they've really been one of the politically correct do-gooders, they step right out of office into a golden parachute type thing. I mean, when they leave office, they get a job doing something for nothing, more or less. They become a CEO, or they become an advisor, or they get on a board of directors where they can sit there and make a couple hundred grand a year and just be there. And that's what I think these people do.
You're absolutely right.
They if they vote right, if they flow with the go with the flow, then when they get out of office, why, they not only have their retirement paid up for the rest of their life, but then they step into one of these little gold mines, gravy trains, whatever you want to call it, where they get a real nice income for doing practically nothing.
You're right, and I want to know when they make all that money in the retirement. If you've read what the retirement says out of Washington, how do they spend all that money? Even if they have a house and boat and car in every state, you still can't spend that much money.
Yes, you can.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you get that kind of money, come to Missouri. I'll help you spend it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry.
Hey, thanks for calling. But anyway, the Commerce Department reported that the trade deficit in February was $61 billion. And CAFTA and GATT and FTAA and NAFTA is not doing a bit of good. They're not keeping jobs here in this country, and they're not helping the trade deficit a bit, but it's going to sell more soybeans in a couple of countries that don't have any money to start with. Wake up, people. It's later than you think. Okay. Moving along. Smithfield. Now, there are some folks that know how to make big bucks. It was back in the 1960s, and I think I've told this story before, but I enjoy telling it. I might tell part of it at least again. I was with the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and we wanted to start trading feeder pigs over the telephone. We called it a tele-auction. And the powers that be sent me to Virginia to learn how they sell feeder lambs in Virginia on a tele-auction. So while in Virginia, and they were really great guys, as I remember, the people with the marketing division of the Virginia Department of Agriculture, they took me to Smithfield, just as being nice, and we went through the Smithfield processing plant, and all the Smithfield processing plant did was cure hams that were taken off of hogs that ate peanuts. Now, I'm not kidding you. This is the truth. Smithfield was known for their hams, and the hogs were always not finished on corn, but they were finished on peanuts, which gave their ham a totally different flavor than other hams. From that, Smithfield has grown and grown and grown and grown, and now they are the king in the pork industry and going to be in the beef industry if they get their way. We'll talk about that. First, let's talk about this. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. So.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Friends, now through the end of April, you can get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Strength, durability, and value. And through the end of April, get a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800 on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And now, here's the star of the show, a man who says timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We received a call, fell on a cell phone, breaking up, having a problem, and he just said, ask Derry this question. When American companies operate in a foreign country, how does that affect our deficit, our trade deficit? Is that figured as an American? Personally, I can't answer that question, but tomorrow, hopefully, we're going to have a gentleman on there that will be able to answer that. I don't know how they figure that, but you know if there's any way that they can make it look better, they're going to do it. And as I mentioned a while ago, our trade deficit in February was $61 billion. That means we purchased $61 billion more than we sold, okay? Now, back to Smithfield. Smithfield started out as a country ham thing, where they bought hogs that had been fed peanuts, and they made Smithfield hams out of the hog. Okay, now, Smithfield became the pork king back, for the last 10, 15 years. They started buying up pork plants. And interestingly enough, they took those plants and destroyed them. In other words, many of the plants that they bought, they didn't leave the rails in. They made they took the equipment out so that they could no longer be used to cut up hogs, is what it amounts to. People talk about being in the pork industry, and the pork people fell for the same thing as we in the cattle industry did. We thought we were beef producers when we were not beef producers. We were cattle producers. And the pork producers thought they were pork producers when they weren't pork producers. They were hog producers. They raised pigs, and they turned little sausage sprouts into big pigs, and then they made hogs out of them, all right? Then they sold the hogs to the pork producers, which cut them up in little bitty pieces, and they sold ham and bacon and pork chops and sausage, etc. Okay. Smithfield destroyed many of these smaller plants and got it where that people just, there was no place to go with hogs where you could butcher them except in the area where Smithfield had their plants. And then remember when hogs were nickel a pound? And there's something else. I was talking to John Block, who was Secretary of Agriculture, and this was just last year in Kansas City. I met him there at a Farm Broadcasters Convention. He's now with the grocery chain. John Block was one of the biggest hog producers in Illinois at one time. Still is, he said. And we were talking about hog prices. He says, well, the hog prices have been pretty good this year. And I said, are you with some kind of a contractual arrangement? No, he said, we sell everything on the open market. And then I mentioned, well, it's better than that nickel a pound that we were getting. Yeah, but he said, that went way back to Depression Day. I said, no, it didn't. It didn't go back. But, I mean, we were doing, it's been in the last 10 years, I know that, because I sat behind this microphone in this studio, and I've only been on the air in this studio for 10 years. He didn't remember that. I can't believe anybody can be in the hog business very close and not remember that sort of thing happening. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyway. Anyhow, Smithfield now is the biggie in the pork processing industry. Nobody can compare with Smithfield as far as their power is concerned in the hog industry. Now, they have just announced a new beef plant in the Southern Plains. They say it'll be somewhere in the Texas-Oklahoma panhandles or maybe southwestern Kansas. In a few weeks, they're going to tell us where they're going to build this plant. The plant, they say, will have the potential to slaughter 5,000 cattle a day. They plan to begin operations with just half that number, so that'd be 2,500 a day, right? Smithfield has already announced plans to integrate as a model in beef. Now, get that integrate part. How are they going to do that? Well, you can bet they're going to use animal identification to know where the livestock are. Once we get that animal ID, people, we've been had as far as cattle producers are concerned. That's my opinion. Take it for whatever it's worth. But we saw what they did in the poultry, in the pork, and now it's coming in beef. And once they know, I say they, the packers are going to know. Oh, the packers won't know. Of course they won't know, because these numbers are going to be kept confidential. By who? A bunch of politicians? Come on, wake up. Anyway, they're going to integrate as a model in beef, the same model that has served them in pork. That's what the CEO of Smithfield is saying, and brother, they mean business. They've already purchased the Conagra feed yards. And you're going to say, yeah, but they can't raise the calves. It takes grass to keep a cow alive, and it takes a cow to raise a calf. That's right. You're 100% right there. But it also takes competition to make that calf worth anything.
they don't have to buy your calf. And when they get this thing down to where there's just very few players in the game, where it's just almost there now, we've just kind of gotten lucky because of the Canadian deal. See, we've got I didn't look this week to know what fat cattle are bringing, but they were up there $92, $94 here a week or so ago. I saw 9-weight steers, 9 weights now. It's going to take another, 60 to 90 days to, and longer than that, really. But anyway, they're 9 weights to go to feed yard. And they brought $1.60 last week at the Boonville sale barn. Big old cattle, $1.60. That means they brought, if they weighed 9-something, they brought $900-something a head, all right? Which is better than it's been. But it still takes too many of them to pay the bills. It takes too many of them to buy a pickup truck. It takes too many of them to put a crop out. It takes too many of them to pay the fertilizer bill. It takes too many. In other words, they are not high, ladies and gentlemen, compared to a $61 billion trade deficit. They're cheap, cheap, cheap. All right, let's move along. They're going to, they, meaning Smithfield, has announced plans to integrate as a model in beef, the same model that has served them so well in pork. Now, if you're a hog producer, you know how well it served them and not you in pork. They've already purchased the Conagra feed yards. How exactly Smithfield plans to integrate on a national scale will be an attention-getter in the beef industry. It is no secret that combining cattle feeding operations with beef processing will even out the earnings flow for both and so forth. New plants, kill floors, in the beef business have been few and far between. Most plants were built in the 60s and 70s. All right, in the 1960s, I was at the Kansas City Stockyards. And we were still saying, no cattle buyer ever went to the country to pay more for slaughter cattle. In other words, they didn't go out in the country and bid higher than what you could get them for at the stockyards. It was always on a grade and steel basis. They're going to figure out how to get those things down worth the money. And remember another thing on these grids that people are on. They're based upon the cutout value of those cattle. And they'll have a floor and they'll have a ceiling. And every time that they pay a premium, in order to make this thing work, they got to drop that floor. Just think about it. In an insurance business, anytime the insurance payouts are greater than the premiums, the company's going to go broke. It's the same way in this business. They've got to make those grids to where it's grade and steel, not grade and yield. Anyway, most of those plants were built in the 1960s at the time that I was at the Kansas City Stockyards. They put up several more in the 70s. The two most recent entries into the beef business have been Future Beef in Kansas and Brawley Beef in the Imperial Valley of California. Now, Future Beef is now Creekstone Farms. But Creekstone Farms has had its problems as well. They've had 3 different owners in 4 years, which tells you a little bit something about the beef slaughtering business. But most businesses, when they start out on a shoestring, remain on a shoestring. And you have to have big bucks behind you. But Smithfield, apparently, and I haven't seen their, their prospectus and all that business, but I'm sure they've got the bucks to back up what they're going to do. But anyhow, don't take an eye out. That's what the professor said. I just lost my best pupil as I saw my eye roll down the drain. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Smithfield's in the cattle business now. They are in the pork business in the biggest of all ways. But I don't know whether Smithfield's involved in chickens or not. PETA doesn't want anybody to eat a chicken. Again, you pronounce chicken, C-H-E-E-K-E-N, if you're in the growing business. Now, if you go out to dinner, you can order chicken if you want to, but you talk to people that grow them, and they usually refer to them as chickens, okay? I have here some stuff from PETA. I have here chicken chumps. I have Sickly Sally, Cruel Kyle, Tubby Tammy, and Feathered Friends. All those Feathered Friends. It's a mama chicken and a papa chicken and some little baby chickens there, and they're all smiling because we shouldn't eat chickens. Now, here is the PETA ad. I have four of them here. Sickly Sally says, most chickens in stores have germs on them that can make you sick, and often those germs are really just poop. Sally feels awful after eating that poop-covered, germ-filled chicken sandwich. Her head is pounding, her stomach hurts, and she can't get out of bed without throwing up. Jeff, you're laughing at this. This is serious stuff. It's coming from people from eating tasty animals. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 1-888-VEG-Food, VegKids.com.
Do you know what you have there? Can I clarify just a little bit? Those are playing cards that they pass out to kids. And those cards were indeed passed down to some kids here in this local school district. They had a person dressed up like a chicken. We all know
chicken.
We know how they dress up like, you know, heads of lettuce and whatnot. Well, at this particular demonstration, they had somebody dressed up like a chicken, and they were passing those cards out to them. Our local school kids got some of those cards.
Did your kids bring some home?
No, they did not.
Where'd you get these?
Those were given to you by Josh St. Peter of the Brownfield Network. That story, they discussed it out there in the newsroom, and that's what he found. But there was a locally related story in the print about the confrontation that the principal had with the chicken and the kids, because they didn't want the chicken on the school grounds because they didn't have permission to be there, and, you know, it was a safety violation and this, that, and the other.
You know, these schools are locked. Locked. I have a friend that was going to show kids how to shoe a horse. Now, I don't remember the whole details, but he was telling me about it. He couldn't get in the school. Anyway, oh, I hear music. Well, I won't have time for Cruel Kyle and Tubby Tammy here. But just remember that, ladies and gentlemen, when you eat chicken, you know what you're eating. Oh, I got to do one more. When we come back, I'll do one more. Because these people are so dumb. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. A caller in New Mexico. Hal, I'm going to get to you in just a minute, but I have to do this one more pita chicken ad. This is Cruel Kyle. And Kyle is mean because he scarfs down legs, wings, and bony thighs. Now, this is a pita ad. It's a playing card that they hand out to little kitties. These chickens, he eats live in big sheds where they can't breathe fresh air or feel the warm sun. Bored to death, they have to sit all day in their poop and pee with no room to move. Now, I wish the PETA girls were here. I'd like to ask them if they ever saw a chicken pee. I mean, come on! That to see a chicken pee would be as scarce as hen's teeth, huh? Come on. Can you believe these idiots? Anyway, Hal, hi. You're on the air, Hal. Hello, Hal.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, we live in Tularosa, about 13 miles from Alamogordo and the Paragon Foundation headquarters.
Good.
And we buy our beef from grass-fed people, grass-fed ranchers around. We have two or three of them that we could choose from. And those guys have cut out the Minutemen, middleman, and...
Hey, you got Minutemen on your mind down there on the Mexican border, haven't you?
Well, I guess that was sort of a subliminal or something. any rate, we won't buy meat from the butcher shop because in many ways it's contaminated. You guys turn out a good product on the range, and then you give it to the feedlots, and they ruin the food. They think that we want marbled beef and all that junk. That's not true. It's like selling Cadillacs with big tail fins or something. You know, we don't
want... But you know what? I like those big old Cadillacs.
Well, that's your point. I like a little old Volkswagen myself because it saves gasoline. You can have your big old Cadillac, and you can pay for the gas. Go ahead. At any rate, we don't buy our beef because our alternative physicians... And I know of two of them, know that that's bad, and a lot of other people do too, and so they buy organic beef. Well, that doesn't quite cut it. If you're going to buy organic beef, you're still buying sick animals because they feed them in the feedlots, and they feed them grain, and that's not their natural feed. So they're not really healthy animals. But off range, they're good, healthy animals, and you put them in the feedlot, and you ruin them.
Here's what they're going to do to your people. If the organic thing ever flies, and or grass-fed beef or whatever it is ever flies, you see, the reason that you can't go to a local packer today, a local, you know, see, when I was growing up, every town had a slaughterhouse. And you could go to the slaughterhouse and buy a quarter of beef or whatever you wanted or half a hog. And they killed cattle on Tuesdays and hogs on Thursdays and Fridays, and then the rest of the time they cleaned up and processed, et cetera. And they had a schedule and people, and you could do that. But the packers themselves got these rigid laws passed that made it to the point that a local packer like that, a local processor, couldn't afford to stay in business. They had to put in all this fancy equipment that was stainless steel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You had to have a United States Department of Agriculture watching over everything that was done, an inspector there. And as a result, we don't have local packers anymore. Now, if it ever gets to the point that these, and as a result, we've gotten rid of the local packers. As a result, if it ever gets to the point that we see this grass-fed thing really taking off, really getting big, you can bet you that the big packers will get legislation passed, and we've already discussed how they get this done, and they'll put them out of business. But, hey, appreciate the call. You just keep eating grass-fed beef. There's nothing wrong with it. It's wonderful, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Stay connected.
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.